This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. We still have one of those fantabulous Tolo whiskey extravaganzas with the decanter, with a couple of Tolo etched glasses to give away. You gotta be here at the Taco Bueno, 1419 North Collins Street in Arlington. In about 30 minutes, we'll have Athena up here as well. And right now, we're going to do some NFL overreaction or reality. Overreaction or reality?
Yep.
Corey, that's not.
Right.
I didn't get a chance.
It's been a year since.
Okay. It's been. Shut up. Except for the part I need you to talk. I haven't had a chance to talk about this with you. Overreaction or reality? You would want the Cowboys to trade for Max Crosby. You would inherit a two-year, $60.5 million deal.
Well, I'm glad we're here at Bueno to talk about this. But, Kevin,
all right. They are the betting favorites if Max Crosby's on the move. I understood your Taco Bell.
No, the if you can figure out a way to manipulate that money, then let's have a conversation.
Okay.
Because we did that. We manipulated some money, and now we're starting to see it take place. The way the Cowboys are worked with Trayvon Diggs and now what they do in the future. We went through that before the break. The player himself, to have that on the field, that's one step, but that's not enough.
Right.
You know, like even Jerry was talking about that. One player can get hurt. And then, you know, what do you have? You need to stack this team with lots of different positions. I don't know if they have the assets to do that right now. That's future assets that they're having to deal with because they don't even have the assets right now for this draft.
Right.
That you really want them to have. But
outside of the two first, yeah.
How much is that going to cost you? Like draft-wise, draft capital, that's going to cost you a couple of firsts.
Yeah.
So as much as I would like to have the player, it's just, as he said about Micah, that's just too rich for them. So
NFL overreaction or reality, Kyle Shanahan and not Mike Vrabel should be the NFL coach of the year.
Ooh.
Those are the top two. Again, goes back to the odds. Vrabel is the favorite, but it is kind of close.
Sean Payton, is he even in the conversation?
I do not have Sean Payton in the top five of my odds, but I will note that who you pass right over is Mike McDonald from the Seattle Seahawks because nobody continues to care about them whatsoever. Liam Cohen is fourth and Ben Johnson is fifth.
Okay. Shanahan should definitely be in the conversation for what that they've accomplished this year with all the injuries that they had. But I think Vrabel is at the top of that list for me for sure.
Okay. All right. NFL overreaction or reality, the NFC South champion will lose their first round home playoff game. I don't care who it is. I don't care who they're playing.
I need to know who they're playing.
You don't get to know who they're playing.
I have to know.
You don't get to know who it's going to be.
Because didn't they beat the Rams? They've had these games.
Look,
where you're
man,
just like,
Carolina's a weird team. If they win, they've beaten teams that I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then look terrible.
Like the Cowboys. I get it.
That one's less.
You were more concerned about the Cowboys in that one.
You have to make a pick.
I think they're going to win their first round.
What?
Yeah, I think no matter who it is.
Okay.
You could give me the 92 Cowboys if you want to.
Oh, that they would not win that game.
You don't know that.
I mean, that's true. If you mean like they all have to play now at their current age, then maybe I think they would win. All right, Dylan, I'm going to see if you'll back Corey up on this. Overreaction reality, the NFC South champion will lose its first round home playoff game.
I'm going to go reality. The NFC South is just not good. I don't know how else to say it.
No, that's a good way to say it.
If they could all miss the playoffs, they would.
See, but my dream scenario is still alive.
They all make the playoffs?
No, that cannot happen.
It's only an NFC South playoff?
Okay. Look, would I kind of watch that? Maybe. So if the Falcons win and the Bucks win and the Panthers lose, which the Bucks and Panthers play each other, so that could definitely happen. It would be a three-way tie at 8-9, and that would put the Carolina Panthers into the playoffs with a losing record. So
awesome.
We got the only way it doesn't end like that, if the Panthers win, then we'll see. All right, overreaction or reality? Now, I thought about this a lot, and I decided to check the numbers to back this up.
All right.
The Lions' Super Bowl window is closed. Here's why I say that, because I know they still have immense amounts of talent. This was essentially the last year of cheap Jared Goff. So after this year, his cap hits jumped to $69, $54, and $61 million. It is true you could work on an eventual extension to change those numbers, but one of the advantages that the Lions have had is they made a smart decision and took a shot on Jared Goff, and he has played exceedingly well for them given the price tag.
Yeah, I think one of the other things too, Kevin, is that once you start trying to reinvent your offensive line because of age, injuries,
right,
and stuff like that, you start to run into problems. And I wanted to make sure that I'm right on that, because they lost some last year. And then this year, they're going to go through the same thing. And when you start doing that, you start running into, how do we protect the same guy? It's not the same group that we have. Sure, we have the skill position players out there, but we've seen the Cowboys have to go through that and say, all right, we're going to go draft a guard now. And when you could be drafting something else that helps out even more. And they benefited because they made some really bold moves. The Lions did bold moves to build that team with their other players so that they had the draft picks to do it. Just
right,
like you were suggesting to Jerry, and he was like, what are you talking about?
Who was proven right on that?
I liked though when he goes, whoops, about the defense.
That was my favorite. Like, I know people get irritated the way Jerry answers questions, and I hear you. I gave a chess analogy where I wish I was like, nope, your time for that answer is up. But when he just goes, yeah, we'd be good on defense. Whoops. I did think.
But that's what I think you're on to something. The skill position players are there. They still are dangerous offensively, but as they're trying to add to that defense to make it a legit contender defense, they're going to have to also do some things with that offensive line that are a struggle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
NFL overreaction to reality. You would prefer if Joe Milton started and played the whole game on Sunday. I realize that's not how it's going to go, but my overreaction to reality is you would prefer if it was.
It's so dumb. I kind of want Dak to have the record. I know, it's so dumb. I kind of want him, because no Cowboys quarterback's ever done this.
Right.
Not the great Roger Staubach,
yeah.
Don Meredith, Steve Pallure, Danny White.
Steve Walsh, man.
Clint Sterner.
Really tough day for Troy Aikman.
Ryan Leaf. Troy, the great Troy Aikman.
Quincy Carter.
Mm. None of those guys have ever led it in passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
Not even Joe Milton.
So you want this game to maybe be close so he has to fire up like 375 yards and
kinda.
You're like, yes.
Yeah, I okay. kind of want him to have that opportunity.
Man, I learned a
Matt
lot.
Matt Cassel, you know.
Stop naming Cowboys quarterback.
So I kind of want that, but I also really want to watch a Joe Milton game. Milton games are fun.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. Maybe he has to adjust his chin strap while he's running from a tackle or something.
Is it because there's a tiny part of you that thinks he could connect on a pass so close that someone's thumb will fly
Dude,
off?
Dude, I thought I saw him throw a 100-yard football in one of those games recently off of 1 foot running right. I was like, did that go 100 yards? And then he, again, was adjusting his chin strap while he was trying to run.
NFL overreaction or reality? Both. Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh are coaching for their jobs on Sunday night.
I don't know.
I think it's possible.
I don't think that Tomlin, they're going to move on from him.
Okay.
I think that they're going to go, yeah, Aaron Rodgers stunk. Sorry, you win, Mike Tomlin. We're not going to Robert Saleh you. So I think that they stick with him. Harbaugh's a different story, though. He's built something special there, but it has not worked out whenever they don't have Lamar on the field.
And he says he's good to go for Sunday for whatever it's worth.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is like, all right, so if you're a good coach and you don't have that guy on the field, can you still coach wins? And that's been a struggle sometimes for them.
Now, no thank you to all the people texting in other quarterbacks, but Dylan, I'm going to get your take on this as well. Overreaction or reality, both Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh are coaching for their jobs on Sunday night.
I'm going to go overreaction. I think Harbaugh is. I don't think Tomlin is.
Okay.
The Steelers, they seem to be content with having a winning record every year for the past 20 years.
Right.
That's kind of what they've done. And again, he's pretty much at a 500 record yet again. So I don't see why they would want to. I mean, they should. I don't think they will.
Well, we heard earlier today that 8-8-1 is a positive record.
I have heard that. Drew Bledsoe.
Stop it. Stop texting names into him.
Trey Lance didn't even get enough opportunities. But you're right, Trey Lance. Steve DeBerg.
Drew Henson. Get the F out of here.
That's what? True. Chad Hutchison. Assistant.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I hate you guys.
John Kitna, Brandon Weeden. Remember when Brandon
Weeden? Yes, I remember when we tried to record the exact same interview with Brandon Weeden twice, and then we ended up still losing in a training camp because of technical difficulties, and he gave us the most insightful answer in the history of radio about getting trapped under the American flag, and we lost it not once but twice. Is that your question? Yes, I remember that.
I was just going to – you remember how nice he was to sit around? That was what I was going to ask. But, yeah, that did happen.
You know what? Sure. He's not kidding about this. This is 100% a true story. We get, like, 7 minutes into the interview, maybe 8, 9, and we keep getting phone calls, and it's like, hey, we had an issue at the studio. We didn't get any of that. And so we just like, hold on, Brandon. And we go, look, here's the deal. We didn't get any of that recorded, apparently. Can we redo this entire thing and ask you the same question?
He didn't hesitate.
Yeah, he's like, sounds
sure,
good.
Saturday, I got nothing going on.
Yeah. And then we did the whole effing interview again. It was like 15 or 20
minutes. Probably better that time.
Yeah.
Probably better that time.
And then we finished. We're like, okay, that worked out. And they go, all right, guys, bad news. We didn't get any of that. And then there was a lot of loud swearing.
Mm-hmm. Ben DiNucci.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Next one.
NFL.
Overreaction or reality?
NFL overreaction or reality. Mike McDaniel has taken himself off the hot seat. 5-2 in their last 7 games. Let's talk about it.
I don't know if he ever actually was on the hot seat, Kevin. At this point, I think he pretty much had it locked up with the owner. He was just like, look, this GM's the problem. And the owner was like, you're right.
Man, you do have to feel pretty confident if you and your GM are butting heads and they're like, hey, GM, hit the road. Coach, you get to stay for the rest of the year. Yeah, Mike McDaniel and Quinn Ewers are making it happen.
Yeah, unless they draft another quarterback. Then they're like, you know what? We need to fill the room up.
I mean, okay.
You remember when the Cowboys drafted Troy Aikman and then they said, you know what? We're going to draft another one.
Okay. I think that gets under-publicized in NFL history. The Dallas Cowboys in 1989 had the number one pick in the draft, and they took Troy Aikman. Then in the supplemental draft, they used a first-round pick on Steve Walsh, mm-hmm. even though they had already taken the number one pick as Troy Aikman. And that means you give up next year's number one pick. Well, guess what? The Cowboys went 1-15, which means they gave up another number one overall pick for Steve Walsh. So in the same draft, the Dallas Cowboys used 2 number one overall picks mm-hmm. on quarterbacks. That's insane.
Yeah.
And I feel like not enough people talk about that.
Yeah, Steve Berline. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, one more. Overreaction or reality, bringing in Kirk Cousins or Mac Jones makes more sense for the Browns than drafting another quarterback.
Okay.
Do you want both of them so you can have every quarterback again?
All the quarterbacks. Yeah, sometimes I do.
Okay, well.
From the 214, we knew ball. That's why the Cowboys did that. They were like, we know ball.
Yeah. Well, I have Well, you know what they say. If you only have one number one overall quarterback, you have no number one overall quarterback. What? How? I did not realize the Cowboys had this many quarterbacks. Like, they just keep coming in. Mm-hmm. You might have played part of a third quarter in a preseason game, and they're like, I got you.
Yeah, I texted the wrong person back on accident and said yes because the Tolos are the ones texting in all these names. So yes. And so, yes, I do find it entertaining.
Well, if it's because somebody was agitated, I'm with you. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Hey, good timing, actually, because coming up next, we might fire up a little Forgiveness Friday, or we will talk with the Ring of Honor, maybe and, forever Women's World Champion and Metroplex native Athena. All of it coming at you. And Alec Medford is here next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.